23rd of March 2010 at 5:32 p.m. End of the roll call, starting with Linda.
Linda Johnson.
Mike Johnson.
Ron Marisol.
Art Uecker and
Peter Newman.
Okay. And then we have as guests, as applicants, we have representative from the Visitor Center, Dan Varco.
Okay.
And Ann Gayworth representing for that one. The Frontier Days and possibly rodeo as well.
Don't let that out, please.
We should go ahead and have the Pledge of Allegiance, even though it's on the wrong side.
It's still on the wrong side.
Well, no, I did ask the city recorder. She said if we were on a podium, if the people talking were raised, then it would need to be on the other side. But since we're at the same level as the audience, it can be on the right.
Okay.
All right.
I pledge allegiance
to the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you. Agenda for tonight is in front, should be in front of most of you. As per our last meeting, we agreed that we begin the process of interviews and working with the applicants this week. Specifically, this week was going to be Dan from the Visitor Center and representatives from Frontiers and the rodeo, although Florence isn't here, I think we can work through those issues. Any other added agenda items from any of the members of the committee?
I would just think, as for the record, we should say that it's possible that we didn't actually get a notice out to Florence. I mean, it wasn't that they didn't just
Good point. For the record, she may not have been aware. So, for that, we apologize to Florence and the rest of the community. So, thank you, Robin. Any other added items that have come up since last meeting that we need to deal with other than beginning this interview process? And Lupita, a pleasure to have you here. Sorry you missed the last one. Okay, in our review of the applications last week, we decided that the combined marketing program that Dan had drafted for the Visitor Center to include grant requests for Frontier Days, for the Pine Rodeo, as well as Jade's Jazz Festival. And I believe there was another portion to that, as well as some additional work, such as a website for visitors, et cetera, that we discussed it. There are a lot of issues in here that we think could be cleaned up and maximize effectiveness, both from the standpoint of advertising expenditure and effort. And so we asked Dan and Ann and, to be here so that we as a committee, and in the past we've discussed that we don't believe, and I think we had support for this, that it's our responsibility or our right to advise applicants how they should apply, what they need, what they should, what they don't need. Our job as a committee is simply to provide clarification to them with regards to their requests and how they fit into the statutes, the Oregon statutes, with regards to disbursement of transfer room tax funds. And so the reason we have asked them here is, number one, to go over any questions that any of the committee's members have with regards to these requests, and equally as important is give them an opportunity to and Dan and Ann to perhaps listen to some input from some of the committee members, specifically Mike Jensen in this case, with regards to his contact and expertise in advertising, to maybe tighten that up, reduce the amount needed to get more bang out of that advertising dollar, or some other areas that were a concern. And if I did summarize that correctly, is someone on the committee please add to that?
We just want to make sure that we don't duplicate, because we're not allowed to duplicate. And I think that was the main thing. If we could agree on a group of radio stations that go 50 miles or further out, and we can get a good deal, and they're ones that would be, I don't know, country western for the rodeo or whatever we want to do, and it's agreeable to everybody, we could probably get a really good deal advertising all three at one time than doing six different radio stations in six different areas. I mean, we're just combining so we don't duplicate.
And that's basically what we did last year. We combined the rodeo and Frontier Days in the same ad. They aligned one a little more rodeo on the rodeo side, and one more, the other one a little more to the activities at Frontier Days, but basically advertising both of them.
Mm-hmm. Well, part of the reasoning behind this is there's a finite amount of funding available, and we discussed last week that we think it's probably reasonable to assume, you know, based on the economy, that we might experience an increase in revenue this year as opposed to the last 2 years. And we kind of threw a figure out of about a 10% increase that we thought was reasonable. Mike, you indicated that you're going to talk with a couple of contacts you had in the tourism industry, and did they tend to think that we were anywhere close to being right?
I think it's probably still early, too early to call from what I found. Although I think Linda, you mentioned last week, and I've talked to several other folks who do booking for vacation rentals and things like that in the Sun River area and in the surrounding area, and they're coming in like, you know, like swarms.
For the summer, yeah.
For the summer. So
the last session I heard was 19% down in Deschutes County, except for Bend.
For this time.
For this last.
Right, and that's quarter. Accurate. We were 20.
So, but it's held pretty good. I mean, we thought the economy would hit us harder than it has, but, you know.
But see, our reservations are already coming in for June, July, August, and September, and they're far exceeding what they have in the last couple of years,
and
that's
good.
Kind of made our owner a little happy.
You know, I've been to a couple of business expos in the last week or so, and just kind of talked. I mean, I think people are finally kind of poking their heads out and saying, okay, it's a down economy. It's better than it was this time last year. I've got to deal with it if I'm either going to, one, stay in business, or two, mm-hmm. I'm just sick and tired of staycations or whatever.
Yes, I want to go.
And I want to go. I want to go to Sun River. I want to go to La Plaine. I want to go to Crater Lake. I want to go somewhere. I just want to get the heck out of here, wherever I am.
Exactly. The craft feed's a perfect example. We had tons of people, the same people we've had year after year, coming from Gold Beach and Portland area and Washington.
I really think the last 2 years have proven out that, you know, and Robin and Linda and Peter can attest to the fact that 2 years ago we had the same discussion, and
yes,
we really didn't think it was going to be as significant a hit here as other areas, because people were staying closer, and therefore that provided us, we had a draw to the people who weren't going to go out of the country or cross the country, but were going to stay within a state or two. Mm-hmm. I think that probably still is true, and I think there are some things that have proven that to be an indicator. So, you know, I still think that it's probably, you know, again, our crystal balls have been broke, but I think we have to, rather than be overly pessimistic, I think being optimistic is the proper way to go, and at least, you know, project an increase in tourism funds for this year, and because the fact remains, what comes in is a finite number. The percentage is what it is. But if, you know, if we project optimism from the standpoint of the tourism committee, it may in fact catch on to some of the other groups, and they'll, you know, in the area, they'll work with that.
Yeah.
So, having said all that, which is probably a repetition,
maybe I can ask a few questions, since I'm kind of new, and I'm trying.
Anybody else on the committee, not to interrupt you, that has specific questions about these, these requests? Did you get that email from Patty today? Because I was kind of...
I forwarded it to you. You didn't get it?
She forwarded
it to you and to Art Bubbles.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's okay.
Is it possible it went into another file? It was large.
I got into a large email. I'm pretty sure I got an email from you today. I was kind of in and out all day.
I sent minutes.
Oh, yes, I sent everybody.
No, I checked everything mid-afternoon, and I had nothing.
So I had to make a hard copy.
Okay.
Yeah. I have an extra copy.
Anyway, if anybody on the committee has any questions, don't hesitate. I think at this point it's kind of an open floor.
Mike, if you want to go, I've got some if you don't
have to. Okay, so I just want to understand kind of how some of the numbers were put together. And the way I see it, up at the top, it says TOT revenue request of general advertising.
Which budget list are you looking
at? I'm looking at the one with the Frontier Days numbers on it.
Oh, I don't have that one.
And is this one that you put together, Ann, or is that the one that you put together, Ann?
I'm not exactly sure how you want to approach this, but by including that background information, I may have just confused things. My understanding is that the Frontier Days, Rodeo, Jade's Jazz, all the event people would submit the application. They submitted what they were looking at. I went through it and looked at what seemed to be important, and then I submitted the visitor center request and submitted their applications along with it as background, so you could see it was a valid request. We're not asking for all the dollars that are on them because some of them don't seem to be appropriate to me. Just knowing also the volume of historically what's available for TRT monies, I made adjustments so that we could do all of the events, promote them all, promote all of Lapeyrne as a whole, and have a successful tourism year. So it ended up, I think, confusing everybody because I had the background information from all of the people who had asked me to include them in their marketing effort. So it's still valid to ask the questions and get,
digging into different things. Let me ask a couple of broad questions, and then I'll ask kind of some blanket questions that apply across the board.
Okay.
So when you put your thing together, I guess the spreadsheet that Ann put together talks about requesting revenue for the Rodeo Queen for advertising and then for Play Day advertising. So for Frontier, you've got advertising, program guide, publishing, and then Miss Frontier Day scholarship. Mm-hmm. Those are the funds that you requested going through Dan, and then you evaluated them and said, this applies, not applies.
So that number for the Frontier Days, I reduced from $65.95 to $4,000. That's that share. But that was just kind of for my own use. Because I believe we can leverage marketing and where we put the monies and actually get probably a value up close to what they're looking for. But some of the things like apparel for the Frontier Days or any of that kind of thing.
Can I give you a copy? Because I came up with three, since we can never find them now. I have three of them. I cleaned up and organized. This is what you can apply for. I mean, this is our benchmark we have to go by and how it qualifies or not. So go ahead,
given that helps a lot, because we weren't sure what we were looking at last week.
Right, I understand
I guess my recommendation or my comment is that I think you're right on the right track. going, you know, taking all the efforts and trying to consolidate the efforts. And no, you know, I do a lot of work in media and advertising and marketing, things like that. And I know, Dan, you've been around the area and have done a lot of the same, you know, work in real estate and things like that. There are some radio groups that I think do a great job of taking a promotion and running with it, and there are others that just play songs.
Yeah.
And I guess my recommendation is that I would go to one radio group, and I have one in mind that I'd recommend, that not only has the signal, but the ratings, the reach with that signal, and the ability to do the promotions that you need to get your crowd in, the radio folks need to get their crowds in, and I found that when you go to one group and say, okay, you know, the whole bucket's up for grabs.
Yeah, that.
Well, and that's more or less what we did last year. Horizon Broadcasting. We sat down and we talked about their various stations and where they went and what kind of format they had and what was most appropriate for our use.
Well, to be legitimate, we have to get beyond that 50-mile perimeter too, which they do.
Yeah,
they barely do that. See, Horizon is one that I wouldn't even. I mean, I like Keith Shipman. He's a good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm.
But Horizon's one for this area, knowing the 50-mile boundary. The only station that they have that gets outside that 50-mile boundary is KRCO in Prineville.
Mm-hmm.
And there you're looking at a very limited area in the Prineville area. I mean, you can't even get it over in Redmond or Madras or outside the little, you know, floodplain in Prineville. So while Horizon does a great job of partnering with people in promotions, they don't have the signal that reaches, and they don't have the ratings, quite frankly. The one I would recommend is Bend Radio Group. They've got the only one that actually has a signal that reaches down here, which is KSJJ, and after 6 o'clock at night, they go to 30,000 watts, when I come back from Portland, I can catch them in almost to Warm Springs and come all the way in, and I picked them up all the way down past Klamath as well. But the big thing is they've got some other stations there, and I don't necessarily know that you need to go all country.
No.
But because lots of people go to the rodeos or 4th of July celebrations, those kind of things, that would be my recommendation, is to go to somebody up there, if you know a salesperson, you know, I know the owner, Jim Gross, and say, hey, you know, let's get in cahoots together.
I think we're offering to work, you know, as a community, they should have as good a deal as you could possibly get, and probably do need to do some comparisons.
Well, for years, KSJJ has helped announce our parade. So.
Yeah.
So they're really connected with Prince.
Yeah, and that's RL. I mean, he just does that as a, you know, he just believes in that. That's just the way RL is. Mm-hmm. He's just a down-home kind of guy.
From an application of the request to the state statutes, you know, it's important that 50-mile radius is really the trigger.
Yeah.
Whether, you know, it's not really the trigger, it is the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the potential that the state can audit what we do on an annual basis here, we have to make sure that funds from the tourism portion that are allocated for advertising hit that 50-mile plus radius.
Yeah.
So I'm not saying that KSJJ doesn't deserve some of your advertising dollars, but we have to be careful that if they really don't strike that 50-mile radius significantly, that portion by law can't be
paid for with tourism.
Right.
See, and the whole idea is to get
people to come and stay and pay the motel tax.
Heads and beds, we can build this up.
So, anyway, that's not a criticism of your past or your current choice for advertising, and so, you know, this, well, this is just a...
No, because I've partnered with Keith Horizon on all kinds of different stuff. Matter of fact, I'm working with him on for the Builders Association right now, and... I had a show on KBMD for a year and a half, a talk show that I did, but combined probably has a little bit stronger ratings and a little bit stronger signal.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think we need to work through that, of course, and I think that...
But do you think you could work with the rodeo with Florence?
Yeah, we all need to work together.
And come up with what... the three of you think would be the best and that would meet that criteria?
Yeah.
I guess I have a question about the TRT funding, the term heads and beds.
Yeah.
Are you placing heads in the beds just in the city limits of Lapine?
Yes.
That's what we can say.
That's a pretty limited area.
Yeah,
how many beds are we talking
about? It's two beds. It's one or the other or both. They either have to come from the monies have to promote tourism from beyond the 50-mile radius or bring someone into a bed for at least one night. Or
so not strictly put someone in.
Well, that's it. Yeah, but
because you're talking a couple hundred people.
But that's
for say over the 4th of July weekend. How many rooms, how many beds are there in the city of Lapine?
But how many people are 50 miles away?
I guess my point is, as far as the amount of funds that you have, you're really spending them on a very limited number of people if you're restricting yourself to just beds.
But that's what the statute is saying.
Okay.
What I was going to say is if they're coming from more than 50 miles, chances are, even if they don't stay the night, that they're going to eat meals here,
they're going to spend
money in the community, and that's...
But I keep hearing this, heads and beds thing.
But that's where we're going to tax.
I understand that's where you get the tax. But I've also been told by people that have been on this committee before that, oh, that doesn't qualify because it doesn't bring somebody in here to rent a room. Well, if you're talking about actual rental of room, that number is very small.
Yeah. See, I think it's two different things. The one thing is what you can spend the money on that qualifies technically, you know. Mm-hmm. But the other thing, which is my goal, is to build up the tourist traffic here, so this TRT fund will grow, and so that's something that can take years. Is they don't have to spend the night tonight, but if they have a good visit while they're here, if they have a good opinion of Lapine after spending some time here and that kind of thing, and the next year they tell some friends and they come, and then they come, it builds momentum, if you want to call it that, builds up awareness. And so from my way of looking at it, it's sort of like a filter. So you have the big goal is to bring people to Lapine, and if they buy at a gas station or the grocery store, that doesn't help our tourism fund, but it helps their...
The economy.
But what really helps the tourism thing so we can do more and more and more is to get heads and beds. So...
I love that approach because you've got somebody at the 30,000, 50,000 foot level overseeing everything. You've got a big picture view of what's going to create a long-term culture of returning to Lapine area.
And that's why Frontier Days is so comfortable with turning this over to the tailor. Yeah. They're the ones, we don't have the resources to do that, the manpower, the time, any of it. And that's what, in my mind, that's why it exists.
And the great thing about it is you can take that power plus the purchasing power from the rodeo, the purchasing power for the other events, and go to one or two or whatever you deem necessary based on, how their signal is or whatever, and say, okay, let's talk turkey. Who can give me the best deal and who's got the signal and the ratings?
Uh-huh. In my mind, we have two issues we have to deal with. Trying to help you understand how to structure your application and your requests to afford you the maximum amount of TRT dollars. And the way we do that is by your approach here, what you request is focused on the overnight or the beyond the 50 mile radius, not internally, because then we don't have to be paring out dollars out of here, because you're requesting monies that clearly
meet
the
guidelines.
And so it makes that group's job, your all's job, when it comes to the application, much easier, because you're not having to explain things that are borderline or don't work.
Yeah.
You come in with a number that maximizes your effort, that qualifies, and then it makes everybody,
And the other way, the other checkpoint on this, I don't know if that's the right word, but is that when we do our reports, we have to report on what we spend the money on. And so that's...
It would make it much easier for the city to have
track
documentation of the auditor at each year and say, here's what we expended, and the auditor can clearly see, it all qualifies, there's no prayer. So there are two sides to this equation, as I said. Number one, you using your available funds as efficiently as possible, and us providing those funds in that same manner as efficiently possible. So the resources aren't wasted on this side of the table, but they're used on your side of the table.
Yeah.
Is that?
Oh, I agree. Robin, you had some questions, you said.
Well, just on the Frontier Days, just a couple of things of clarification, and maybe since it's actually under the visitor center, we don't need to do that. Or maybe we do need to clarify.
Yeah, we do, because then it can be an education system on how it fits or doesn't fit.
And maybe just real quick, just as you're going through this, please tell me if we need to fine-tune it to the point where to fine-tune it more, because I didn't realize it if we did. If we have to be precise in, because that's going to be very... that's going to make it more difficult to umbrella it, because we need the latitude to be able to find the best deals and to go out and use our volume to cut deals.
I don't think we have a question with combined tourism and marketing campaign, do we?
No, there was just, I think there was a specific...
So you could educate me in the process, because if we need...
I don't want to speak for you, but from my perspective, after hearing what you said a few minutes ago, and having some of the information now, I would think if you could rewind, 2 weeks before the application deadline, if I were writing it, I would say, okay, here are the components of my request. Lapine Rodeo, $4,000. Frontier Days, $4,000. Monies to be expended for marketing and promotions and advertising. I don't need to know all the details of that spreadsheet. What I would like to see, I think, is from a combined spreadsheet that says we're gonna market things this way on all of our events, kind of as a global whole, and we're going to partner with the right advertising sources that meet the criteria.
Yeah,
that's kind
but
of
there's
right.
other things that you're just handling the marketing campaign part of it, right? There's other things that you ask for, like outfits and stuff like that. That's not included in this.
That was more the clarification. Okay. Is because the Frontier Days, Miss Frontier Days. How much of that actually was applicable for TRTs? Yeah. And the other question that we had when we were looking at this as a separate proposal was, as far as the the bulletin publishing on the program guide. you know, how much of that was actually paid for by sales of advertising, and what was the deficit they needed to make up with the TRT funds.
Right.
I mean, if that's all going under the umbrella, I don't know that we need to know that, but you do need to know that those things may or may not fall up.
Yeah, let me give you this. This is just internal, what I use to kind of get to my numbers. But I didn't want to be pinned down on these numbers now.
I'm going to reject it.
Are you?
I'll give you two more copies.
Patty?
Yeah.
That isn't part of my application.
That isn't?
No.
But it's handed out at a meeting, and I usually have to put it in the minutes.
Okay.
It's a meeting.
I think we got way more information than we needed, or it was good for us to get, is what I'm thinking.
I think so.
Because, and please, anybody on the committee, chime in and tell me if I'm off base here. But one of the things that, as a tourism committee, that we recognized and have, you know, as a matter of record recognized, is that the visitor center does this really well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And number two, they are accountable to the city, and they have a very efficient accounting process by which, on a quarterly basis, you provide accounting of what funds have been used for out of the visitor center. So therefore, if the visitor center comes to us and says, we want X number of dollars in addition to last year's request as a combined marketing program to help Frontier Days, Rodeo, Jade Jazz, that we know and we have to be confident that you're going to apply the same standards to those funds that you have in the past to the visitor center. And therefore, we also know that when you submit this request that of X number of dollars, that you know, there's going to be a back-end accounting, and it's reviewable.
Yeah.
And so there's a, you know, rather than us sit here and play this penny-ante.
No, and I think that that's...
No, but I just want, this time last year and the year before, we kind of set these little interviews up as a way to get to know the inner workings of Frontier Days and Rodeo and the Car Club, and how we could, like you have mentioned several times, streamline it so that those things do qualify. So I still don't want to get rid of this, well, you know, we're not going to do the education or the welcoming and trying to get more money. I mean, you're just going to turn it over to Dan then?
That's the whole point of it.
Okay.
If those organizations are, if their funding comes through the visitor center, which makes a whole lot of sense on a number of different levels, and we discussed that, then we need, you know, we have a track record of the visitor center doing things correctly.
Right.
We have no reason to assume that that's going to change or not be done correctly in the future. What we do believe is that with Dan's understanding and the accounting practices that the visitor center has used in the past, that we can trust that when he says, in my opinion, there's X number of dollars that qualified, and we're combining marketing with the Frontier Days and the Rodeo, that we have no reason to doubt that he's done his due diligence and that qualifies.
Yeah.
And the fact is, the back-end accounting will prove whether that's true or not.
There's a series of checks and balances.
Right, and those are built in, and he uses them because he's required, as a major recipient of these funds, to do a quarterly accounting of what those funds are used for. Am I not correct?
I think that one thing that I think you're grabbing at is that you need to know that that criteria was held to, and that it holds to the statutes. And that's why the code was quoted in each one of these categories. It says that we will uphold that code, and there's different numbers, the 0.9, the 7,
the state statutes with regards to these facts.
And maybe it would have been beneficial, or maybe I still could go back and not just put the code, but say, you know, this pertains to marketing exceeding 50 mile radius, or
no? I think what happened then is that I think that we we looked at these things, which,
yes.
which you said, oh, maybe I should put those in.
Yeah.
Well, I think you did a great job on this.
But yeah, that one pager is great, and probably
just the backup information was too much
on one page.
Yeah, I don't think we needed to see the backup information, because I think we have, at some point, we have to trust, and I think we're, and I'm speaking for me, not for anybody else in the committee. We have to reach a point where we trust that the visitor center understands how this works, understands what does and does not qualify, and that you as the director of the visitor center meets with those organizations that you are combining your marketing efforts with, and they understand what and what does not qualify. You assume the responsibility to interpret the statutes based upon this document. And apply them correctly to those places. And I like them.
So this does not include the High Lakes, but it includes everybody else that's applied for TRT taxes so far?
High Lakes, it did not.
No, it does not pertain to High Lakes.
It does not include
High Lakes. But it's in the Ponderosa Inn and all that?
Correct.
Okay. So they'll still come to us, but everybody else goes to Dan?
I offered for High Lakes to come under the...
Whoever Dan has in his narrative, he is included, or included.
High Lakes was actually before the beginning of the fiscal year.
They have some other issues that we have to deal with.
So I think going further, I think your one pager was exactly what we needed. I still think it's a good idea to do these little mini interviews where you and everyone else comes in, just so we can have a discourse about what's going on.
And it might be helpful to have a representative from each of the organizations, just so they understand too.
You understand the process, and a couple of things were clarified for me.
Yeah, because it's an education process.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And actually, you and I just kind of talked about a few of these things, and you had mentioned about the fun run, and I thought that was, I had no idea that brought so many people from other places. I think that's worthwhile for you to tell these guys.
And I did come up with some percentages. The fun run is one that 50% of the participants comes certainly from out of the area. Out of that 50, probably a good portion of those are Bend, but they do come Redmond, Sisters, Prineville, that area.
North Bend.
And they do. I've not really broken it, interviewed each one of them, but I do know they come from, they're not all Lapine folks.
Yeah.
Same way, the horseshoe tournament, actually, we pull from Thousand Trails for our horseshoe tournament, and so some of those people come from hundreds of miles other states. Mm-hmm. And a good 50% of the participants in the horseshoe tournament are from way out of the area.
See that we need to document and talk to the county and COVA about, because if we're doing events that brings people into Thousand Trails and we can document them, and to the High Lakes and stuff, then we might stand a chance to receive some TRT funds from the county or outside the city.
And I wonder, Sun River, the crab feed is a great example. There were probably 100 people at the crab feed that were way out of the area, and they all stayed in Sun River. They rented houses.
And we're probably not going to have much luck getting the Sun River money.
Don't get anything except the core area.
That's my point. It's a very small number of actual rooms.
Use those facilities and as well as the state park and came from outside. That's ammunition to go.
And the campgrounds over the 4th of July, we've been in a couple showers easily. That are from way out of the area. Yeah, and all the campgrounds. Over the years, I have interviewed people because we take flyers and program guides out to all the campgrounds. We make a big circle and take them all out.
I would submit that this committee's responsibility is to address the applicants, but I think because the Visitor Center is wanting to blanket in these different organizations, that's where this type of discussion needs to occur, not at this meeting, but at the meeting between the Visitor Center and these other groups, so that you can compile data, so that you can approach COBA.
That's not
committee's responsibility.
Yeah.
Sort of job.
And I think you know, if we're sitting here having this conversation next year, I think one of my questions might be, okay, from the marketing perspective, did you throw some money over in the Portland area, the Salem, Eugene, Medford area, those radio stations, because obviously you're going to use some funds that come out of the tourism money, but you know, you're going to have to raise, throw in some, and those are the monies that you're putting in that probably you're going to want to throw into the bulletin, maybe a couple of the local radio stations if you like working with Horizon, those kind of things, where you, because you do want to attract some local folks, you just, you know, you don't want to not bring in some, yeah. Because they're going to spend money, they're going to help the economy, those kind of things. I mean, you can't ignore that, but from this perspective, you got to go further for that.
So, you know, to kind of summarize, I think what we will drive that as an understanding is that we're going to allow, I'm going to poll each one of the committee members after I make the statement, because I want input from Lupita and everybody. But my sense is that what we're doing here is saying, okay, Frontiers Days, Rodeo, Visitor Center, Jade's Jazz, the Mountain Men, you know, these different organizations have decided to throw their, you know, throw their efforts into the, and work within and underneath the Visitor Center to help coordinate efforts and eliminate duplication of efforts. I think that's clear, and I think that's, and we all agree, mm-hmm. that's an excellent approach. Mm-hmm. I think, again, our as a committee, I don't think we should, nor do we want to waste city time or participants' time by trying to micromanage that process. I think that's just really a waste of energy, mm-hmm. in my opinion. So, my recommendation is that understanding now what we do, mm-hmm. and having received that very clear and concise report from Dan, and I don't know that Lupita, have you seen that, Lupita?
No, I've not.
Okay, we need to get that to you. Basically,
is that the one page?
Basically, okay. It's just a one page. We need to email that Lupita so she can put it through her.
She can have mine. You want this one?
Sure.
Here, take that one, and I'll get it from Dan. And take the one page, too. Take the one page.
Right.
There you go.
And
I can get
that really is the crux of what we're at, and that, you know, and I think again that needs to be the document that we act upon in there as a committee and make our recommendation on, knowing that the Visitor Center has done and continues to do what they do very good, and that promote tourism for the city.
I agree, and then I would still like to add one more step to that. That they all meet separately from this group,
right.
But I still think it's majorly important that they come as a group to present the package and tell us about the run and walk that we didn't know.
Absolutely.
Or what is the Mountain Men? Because then we can get all excited, you know, and then we know too.
Mm-hmm.
But
I absolutely agree.
Okay.
I just think that we've, you know, this is all new ground for all of us.
Yep.
It's the first time we're
in this group. And, you know, where we should go in the future is, you know, the application, the one pager comes in from you, and then we schedule these other interviews, discussions, whatever. And like you said, you know, tell us about your event. What have you got planned for this year? Because we want to get pumped about it.
Right.
And
yeah,
we're going to interview the tourists or the Visitor Center to make sure that what they're saying
is correct. Our assumption will be he's all over the numbers because he's number one. He's been doing it and doing a great job over 3 years, but also because there are those series of checks and balances.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lupita, I realize you haven't seen all the documentation, but I want to value and want your input. Is what we're saying make sense to you?
Well, I hesitate when we're going down the slippery slope, and this is why I think last year I said that this committee should sit down and set some rules and guidelines so that in the future we know we have more specific guidelines, what we're looking for, what the funds can be used for, who can and cannot apply. And what I'm hearing you, and I hope this is not what we're thinking, is to put let's say all the groups who want to apply for CARES money under one entity, and then have that entity disperse the funds out, because then we are really limiting the ability to expand the tourism dollars to different events. And so, you know, that's one of
the... I agree with that. I guess my comment would be that while there are a good variety of things that have come in through the visitor center, you've still got Parks and Rec and a few other groups
playing
separately. And, I mean, I think there's a certain amount of implied trust.
Well, certainly, it was our choice in rodeos, Tracy. Yeah. We discussed this years ago, that Rose was
there. From you guys are just like, help me out here.
Yeah.
I can't do it all myself.
We have the resources.
Well, there's some synergy. I mean, there's a tremendous amount of synergy in combining that, but it's not eliminating the option for people to go it alone and come separately, like High Lakes has done, or the Parks and Rec, and propose, make their proposal directly to the tourism committee and have us review that. I mean, they're not required to go underneath.
It's not like you're going to run their event for them. You're still going to run the event.
Right. Yeah. He's just going to
mark it. Somebody's going to oversee it from a visitor's perspective.
And he knows what the radio
is. I don't care if different organizations want to partner up. I mean, that's their thing. That's their independence. But I just want to make sure, Art, that the committee, whether it's this one or in the future, we just have to sit as a committee at a different time. This is not the time for this type of discussion. I want to get into is actually have written guidelines of what
we have in the state statute.
But the state statute, sometimes they can be tweaked, they can be interpreted differently.
They're very clear.
And we've gone through that interpretation gray area and continue to do that, and will continue to do that if we find one with the city attorney. That's his responsibility to interpret that for us.
Have you seen a copy of those?
Yeah, I have a copy of
the statutes.
But to try to, and I understand what you're saying, and I hear what you're saying. Number one, nothing that we would do with regards to, nothing that Dan or the visitor center and any other groups that want to combine with that effort precludes anybody from applying by the deadline each year for tourism funds. That's a public notice that goes out. They're given the guidelines on the city website, what they have to do, and and how to apply. Our responsibility as a committee is to look at those applications and see what, if any, of their requests meets TRT guidelines. So, and we're doing that. You know, there's an application from the Park and Rec that we discussed briefly in our last meeting, and clearly their entire request fits within the guidelines of the state statutes for TRT funds. There's a request from the High Lakes Club. There are questions, significant questions, about what, if any, of their request applies. And we are going to schedule an interview with them to discuss those issues and get clarification
from
the committee.
But Peter did bring up a good point. I'm reading the resolution of the City of Lapine Tourism Advisory Committee, and the City of Lapine did for us in, 2007 or 2008, and it does state what we're supposed to be doing, and one is to promote more tourism and more awareness.
That's the first version, though. That was removed. I don't think you have the most recent, because that was a discussion that we had. And it was clarified that it's not the Tourism Committee's responsibility to promote tourism.
Mm-hmm. Not at all. It's not a job description at all.
It's not. And we have that adjusted. So we need to get that.
I never understood it.
That was clarified. Patty, why don't you?
You're supposed to give money to somebody else.
Right, exactly. Get to the and see if there's an updated version of that. because
I don't have the updated
because we discussed that with the council and the city council and the city.
Well, I remember the discussion about we don't have to be out there marketing and all that kind of stuff.
Our job is simply, and we had that discussion, and it was redefined as simply we advertise in the beginning of the year for applicants for transient room tax money. We address those applications and apply their requests to the statute.
Uh-huh.
What fits, fits. What doesn't fit, doesn't fit, doesn't fit. But it's not our job nor our responsibility to promote tourism. That job is the job of the visitor center.
Yeah, we were really clear on that because we didn't want to get into a situation where there was an expectation in our job description to do something other than that, because that would be...
I personally felt it was really borderline on inappropriate use of public funds for a city committee, a city organization, to promote something, but anyway, Patty.
Yeah, I had a discussion with Kitty recently, and she was wondering about the word tourism committee, thinking that it might be better to start calling it the TRT committee or something, because it's involved with actually dispersing TRT funds.
I clearly think there's some room there for
there's probably some wordsmithing that could happen,
I remember initially that was drawn up initially by the city manager, previous city manager, and the discussions we had, and that was pretty much gutted because our responsibility isn't to promote tourism. Our responsibility is to apply requests for tourism funds to state statutes and then make a recommendation to the council based on that application of the statute. It's really black and white.
One thing that might be helpful, like Lupita said, though, would be to have just a little a bullet point or a number line item thing that maybe said, here's what the target is, it's acceptable, but even better than that might be what is not acceptable, for a TRT application, because there's clearly some things that kind of can come up repeatedly that just don't qualify.
Why don't we just put it on our agenda after we've gone through this process to have another meeting and just kind of sit down and say, okay, we have a couple of things that came up that we probably ought to just include in the application that says, make a recommendation to the city that says, would you please include this in instructions or line by line in the application?
One thing that Robin brought up when she called me and that never occurred to me is those percentages. I understand that you wouldn't give me all the money for all the flyers because half of them are put right here in the city of La Plaine, but it never occurred to me to put that down that, 50% of the participants in the fund run are from out of there, those kinds of percentages, that really clarifies that request then, and it clarifies it in my mind as well, I'll ask for this amount instead, because
I agree, and I think, in the committee of members tell me, I would agree that part of applying the statutes to the request is also educating the applicants so that they're not wasting their time asking for stuff, and that addresses exactly what you said. So I agree. I think we need to sit down and at least draw up some general guidelines based on the statutes to include it with the application so that people aren't asking for money that's obviously not going to, they're not wasting their time. Would you agree with that, Lupita?
Yeah, that's what I was in.
Good. Took us a while to get around to that.
I think with the Lupita's application, a lot of this stuff could have been clarified if they would have just had a little bit more information to work with.
Yeah.
Much clearer.
In the case of the visitor center, being the quota for the, for lack of a better term, the clearinghouse for organizations to come to it to combine marketing requests for TRT funds, Dan and or his successors are going to have to shoulder the responsibility to read through these requests and apply what does or doesn't qualify. The education part is to make sure that Dan or his successor is clearly educated on what does or doesn't apply. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that would be a nice thing to have. It would systemize things a little bit. And like when we had a, we invited anybody that, that wanted to join with us to come and have a little meeting, and it would have been a nice thing to just review that. We kind of did in ambiguous terms, I guess you'd say, or, you know, kind of, but to be real specific, it would have been.
I would submit then that once we've completed our work this fiscal year with, and finalized our proposal to the city council for those applicants that have applied, that we spend a couple of meetings after that and compile this document, this, you know, basic guideline document, and request the city council include that in the application. Would that be an agreement to the members of the committee?
Yeah, I think so.
I think you can even do it through emails and stuff. You don't have to necessarily.
Yeah, I think we can do it through email.
I don't think this is going to be a long, drawn out process. Yeah. This should be pretty simple.
But now we've been through the court. And I'll be really honest with you. I agree. I think it's a valid and a very valuable thing for us to do as a committee, because, you know, this is Robin's and my last go around this term. You know, our terms are up about just after the beginning of the next year's process. And so those like Mike and hopefully who, you know, Linda will up for another term.
Actually, mine's over.
Here.
I was on in like 08 or 07. I was on the original committee with Linda Stevenson, so.
Apparently not.
Well, there is a term coming up. Lupita's term is officially up in June.
So there'll be
another applicant available, you know, another position available on that, you know, so there are.
So we've got Ann in line and then Justin?
And then there's one other.
There's actually another Linda Smith. Probably before Justin, because I think he's. Yes,
but we have people ready to move in to fill these positions.
You have to still re-announce and.
This document would be invaluable for them to avoid the pain that we've gone through.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I don't know how it was set up, but I think it's a good idea. Just like we, you know, you would have on any board of directors where you have a graduated succession.
And that's what they're. That was a mistake that happened initially. They formed a committee, and everybody came on board. Then they staggered. So I still think there's confusion on part of the city exactly how that. You know, everybody's term is.
One time we were going to change it to two years, and it still says three, doesn't it?
Well, I would like to see.
I'm not sure, but should it be? They are only two.
No, I don't think that was ever voted by the city council.
So that was what we had discussed. That it should be a two-year staggered term is what we had recommended.
That's what they've done with the other committees, and they rotated.
What I would suggest is, Patty, would you do me a favor and talk to Lana and you know, come up with what you think it is right now.
Okay.
So we can see it, and then we'll make a recommendation.
I just have one thing on your on the application. I'm not sure if it's Dan or because I heard something you mentioned about the education and the scholarship for Frontier. Now, is this scholarship for the participants that come from outside the area?
No,
we don't see how that. I don't see how that qualifies.
Yes, because that was my question.
Well, and not the scholarship so much. I guess I just put it all in there, but the wardrobe and the crown and the sash and that sort of thing. Because she does go out of the area. Does she go over 50 miles? And you know, does she go 50% of the time? Probably not. So.
That's my mess up for putting. As backup information, I included the Frontier Days numbers, which they gave me, so I know how much to ask for. Mm-hmm. And so I just called out some of the things I was pretty sure didn't qualify, and so that appeared. in the background work and shouldn't have been on the front.
Yeah, we're back to, we've got way more information than we're
yeah.
Really
yeah,
that's why we have that. These kind of little get-to-know meetings, and then...
And again, this is all new ground for
yeah.
The committee as well as the participants with this combined effort, and I think yeah. It, you know, we'll get this thing ironed
yes,
out.
Yes, we will.
Come next year when the new chairman's on board here. it's going to be...
Can I
just, please do.
Quite a while ago in this meeting, I interrupted Robin. I'm sorry, it's been bothering me the whole time, so I was just wondering if you had something else, Robin.
Whatever it was,
it's
not what's going on. I'm
talking about clothes for Miss Frontier Day.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You're talking about the clothes and the wardrobe for
oh, but that already got answered. So
yeah.
I
was actually looking forward to that discussion. I didn't hear what she was going to wear.
I know that we already have our next meeting scheduled for
yeah.
The
6th of April.
Of April. I would, you know, and I'm going to throw out my ideas and the rest of the committee. What I'd like to do is make sure that we get Florence back so that so she can hear some of this discussion that goes on. So she has, and in the interim, I would recommend. Are you comfortable with your one-page narrative and the numbers without all the background information?
Maybe I should ask if you feel like it needs more. I have a feeling that this would have been adequate had
the
other not been there.
My personal opinion is it's adequate.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. If you're comfortable with it, I think we need to get rid of all the peripheral crap
yeah.
And just deal with that.
Yeah.
That two-page document.
Yeah. Is that a legal technical term?
That's about as political legal term as I can come up with. So
there is actually three pages. This page yeah. Shows the visitor center building.
Mm-hmm. It's in here somewhere.
Okay.
Well, so this is the document that we'll move forward with
yeah.
When we deal with our final recommendations. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I ask one more thing? I don't know if this is a place, if you don't have an answer for this, but there is a... maybe this is something... Would you help me with this? There's a challenge that we have because the funding comes out quarterly, gets processed through quarterly. When we really need the money is like now.
Mm-hmm.
And we're coming out of winter, which is our lowest funding quarter. I think the only solution I can figure out to this is that we actually reserve some dollars that come out of the summer tourism that actually we fund the next year.
Because mm-hmm. By the time the money is available.
We're past when we need it.
That's
a recommendation. You know what I'd love to see? I would love to see you write up a recommendation on how you think it should work.
Okay.
But that needs to be submitted to the city council.
That's what I wondered. That was my question. Is this committee have anything to do with that?
We have no authority to do anything.
Okay.
All we are is a recommendation.
What I can tell you, Dan, is
yes.
Working with state and doing state grants and reviewing state grants,
uh-huh.
You have to use the money within that set of time. If you set any aside, we will not, we will reduce the amount that you get. At least that's what they're doing at the state level.
That's what I was concerned about.
So my thing is, as much as you want to reserve your funds from... that come from other areas, not pertaining to anything that has to do with this committee or these type of dollars.
And maybe it's a matter of setting up, for lack of a better term, a rainy day fund within the visitor's center so that
yeah.
You've got...
I would recommend at this point, because it's set on the fiscal year. And the fiscal
yeah.
Year is
yeah.
June 30th.
Yeah.
I would recommend... At this point, that the question of that you draw up a proposal,
yeah,
and follow it up with reasoning,
yeah,
you know, and then we submit it to the city attorney for his
yeah.
his recommendation based upon, because I understand what LaPierre's saying.
Yeah.
I work for Clackamas County. If you didn't spend your money during the budget year, they reduced your budget by that amount. So at the end of the budget year, every department was spending every dime plus. I honestly don't think that applies with this TRT funds, but I'm not determined.
Well, what happened to the last 2 years, according to the budgets we've gotten, there's been set aside funds.
So that's on the part of the city, though. See, the city can do that, but to the applicant, for the applicant to do that, then they're going to run into that issue, what, you didn't use their money? We can't, we can't reduce all
the
money.
There's a question. I mean, you know, so I think, drop a proposal, some ideas, some thoughts on that, and then we'll get it to, we'll get it to the council for you. Because that's way out of
line. I would also encourage both of you, the Frontiers and the Visitors, and anyone you get the chance, Chambers, to approach Redmond for their tourism dollars, Ben, Sisters, and even Klamath Falls. Because they're, you know, you have a good chance to get some of their dollars from
how
them.
Do you?
Because when you promote a pond, you're basically also, in an indirect way, you are also promoting your surrounding areas.
I would agree. Just like we talked about the Sun River, but I can't imagine that.
It's certainly worth asking
First step in that direction.
I certainly wouldn't preclude you from putting that request in, but I'm not sure how it meets us. I'm not sure how the state statute would apply there, because
how do they justify the 50-mile radius then?
Well, so if you put heads and beds and Ben for applying to Ben, I don't know that it qualifies, because those beds
might be a fun little challenge. Yeah, let's do that.
It's an interesting thought.
Because they do benefit. I mean, how many people doing the frontier days and stuff? You do get people from Ben, Redmond, and Sisters coming down.
I think there's room to argue that. I don't know how far the argument's going to get, but there's room to argue. It's a great idea.
And then they have a hard time doing it reverse to us.
Exactly.
Living out of the box is what this is all about.
Yeah.
And I applaud to Peter for that. So I think what we did, I think this was a valuable time spent. I hope nobody thinks it's wasted time.
Well, it's valuable for me, because
again, this is all the ground that we've set up before.
Yeah.
Neither the committee nor the city council nor the applicants are familiar with trying to take this route, and I think
sometimes less is more, or more is less.
I just wanted any other comments from the committee members at all? Everybody is satisfied with the direction we're going?
Yes, absolutely.
Any comments from our public? Any comments at all from what you limited amount you've heard?
Adjutant talking.
Next meeting is the 6th.
Yes, I've already confirmed with Randy, and we have to have you call the Ponderosa men to be here. Because we don't know how to get hold of
you on the radio.
Glenn, I'm wondering, an opinion, because the radio is involved with Dan, and we've already said, essentially said that the visitor center can handle that, and we're willing to accept this document. Maybe the discussion in that little, maybe rather than bring Florence in here, you should get with Florence and Ann, and you guys discuss what we came up with tonight. And,
and certainly if she's got questions.
And then throw the questions on to us.
She's pretty on top of it.
Yeah. Rather than waste her time bringing in here for many that we've already discussed, maybe just discuss it with her, go over what we discussed. And if she has any questions or concerns, email us and we'll put them on the agenda.
Who is it we're having at April 6th that you could be interviewing?
The High Lakes Car Club, Randy Rhodes.
And we're going to try and get a hold of the Ponderosa.
There's some men.
Mountain men. We need somebody from there, the representative from them.
Why do you need that?
Because that's the week they're going to go over their application.
That's part of
Yeah, it's part of the chamber, part of the
I have a question for you with regards to the Ponderosa. Number one, and this is a question, this is a valid question that we, when we looked at their application, where does that event happen, that camp out that they're asking funding for? And does it bring anybody into La Pine, into, because if it's out in the woods 30 miles from here, it can't possibly qualify.
Well, it's part of our 2010 celebration.
Okay.
And so I think that's a good tie-in. And they, it's, you know, brings a lot of people into
those
the
people,
area.
Those people do camp out there 30 miles away, but they buy all their camping supplies, their propane, their groceries,
I'm just trying to be an advocate. If you feel comfortable with what you recommended, that's fine.
And then a lot of them do stay here. It's a big event for those people that follow that, that those rendezvous, and they'll come up here and stay at the campgrounds here for a couple more days. Or
I think it's all part of that goodwill thing. You know, it's all part of that
building. Goodwill is a great thing, but if there's a lot of the state and they can't substantiate that those funds qualify for TRT, then they got to be sent back. And I'm just saying that as a devil's advocate here. Because there are funds appropriated by this committee and approved by the council have to meet the statutes.
Do you have to prove that a certain percentage of those people
to qualify that.
Multiple days is one of the criteria.
Mm-hmm. But inside the city limits in a hotel or facility that the TRT funds come from.
But the event has to be within the city limits.
So that would have to be, those were questions we brought up, so I would recommend that you look at the TRT statutes, see how, and if you have gray areas and want clarification, let us know, and we'll have good clarification from the city attorney. But that one particular group, that was the concerns that came up. Mm-hmm. You know, do they actually and I'm not saying they don't. Will that function bring revenue into the city of La Pine? And if it does, and if it's quantifiable, then, you know, then, yeah, go
well,
for
I
it.
Know for a fact it brings some, but I don't know, you know.
That's the key word there, quantification.
Yeah, and there's a way to do that, you know, if they're willing to go through the effort, and that's just to pull each one of the participants, and where did you come from, have you...
Requires a person to travel more than 50 miles from their community of residence or includes an overnight stay.
Right, but where is that overnight stay and...
Or includes.
No, it could be either or.
It could be either or, as long as they're traveling for 50 miles out to La Pine.
If they're camping 30 miles out, that's not...
Yeah, I mean, in other words, it would be the same thing as us allocating TRT funds to an event in Sun River, okay, unless we can quantifiably show that benefits the tourism industry in La Pine.
That's one that and one reason I bring this up is because that is one funding that if it came to an audit, it's going to be a tough one to justify. So if you can
have to look at that.
So I just suggest that you look at that one real hard with your people from the and see what you guys can do to feel comfortable with being able to quantify those monies. And that, you know, that's our job. The committee just to let you know that's our concern. So. Having said that, that's a further discussion.
And then there was that one statement that you can use when you approach Bear River and that, because the offer is either or. They don't have to meet both conditions as long as they meet one of the conditions.
Just to add one more thing, not to be a dead horse, but the other thing that we talked about last week is if the rendezvous with the mountain men occurs before the beginning of the new fiscal year for which we're evaluating funding for.
Yeah.
So in other words, it occurs from
the spending wouldn't even be available until...
Well, no, I mean, they should have asked for that last year.
Yeah.
But they didn't know if their schedule last year.
Mm-hmm.
We have to let the city decide that. We can say it qualifies for tourism dollars. It would be up to the city to decide whether
I'm not sure.
We might not qualify. There's only $300 in that.
The fact that the event occurred, and the same way with the High Lakes Club, the event occurred previously.
The week before the first of the year.
So they can certainly apply for the following fiscal year.
I think if you're going to apply for funding, you should have the foresight to know your calendar.
So this time last year, they should have known when they were going.
Right.
So they should have applied for two grants last year instead of one.
But they should have applied for the 2000.
No, they should have applied for two. The one in 2009-10 and the one in 2009-10.
Theoretically.
Oh, wait, on 909.
I don't know, but.
Yeah, that's another one that I think, the city council would have to make a decision on, because that's, what we can say and what I would be comfortable recommending is, based on application of the statutes, the funding request does
meet the criteria.
Does meet the criteria. However, because of the date of the event being previous to the beginning of the fiscal year,
you can make that same argument for applying for funding for an event that happened, for the Truckers Parade that happened last December. By the way, we weren't able to make our budget, so we're going to ask for money for that.
Well, I agree, but again, that's the city's.
So actually, I think what we need to do is ask the council to have their piece of the statute clarified.
Well, I think that the funds have to be used within that fiscal year. It doesn't matter if the applications are going to be funded for July 1st through June 30th. July 1st, 2010 through July 30th, 2011. That's your fiscal year. So if any of the application coming in and they're asking for funds that happen in prior to July 1st, 2010, they're not going to count because the fiscal year has already
ended. Well, I think that's within our scope to decide, and I think that's the point we're trying to make.
And I think that's valid. Thank you for clarifying that.
I wanted to clarify one more thing. I don't see anything that requires them to stay within the city limits.
It's just a question that came up. But I think maybe what supersedes that question is the date of the event.
But yes.
And I think that same.
This could be for next year.
I think the same issue applies with the High Lakes Car Club.
Yeah.
We'll address that with them.
Yeah.
If there's no other discussion, Chair would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Can I just get clarification about one point?
Which point?
I mean, about the criteria for them to have to stay. And that was never, a tourist to me was never somebody that had to stay in town overnight. That's our goal, and that's what I think we need to do.
Spend one night and or come from 50 miles?
I think it's a vague area, because one could make the argument that they are indeed staying over. However, if the goal is to be in a confined space like the city of the Pine City Limits, then
they don't fall.
That's another one where we
can back to that very limited amount.
We need to ask for guidance on that. I mean,
there's no. It just says it's a tourist, is somebody who travels from their home to a different community that's separate, distinct, and unrelated to the person's community of residence, and that trip requires them to travel 50 miles or more.
To the event.
Or it includes an overnight stay.
I don't think they have to physically stay in the Pine to get for that. They do not have to do that then. As long as they come from 50 miles away.
We were saying the event isn't even in the Pine.
Yeah.
Well, if you use that criteria, then us going to Redmond and Sisters and other places for asking for their TRT funds makes that.
We will seek clarification from the city council and city attorney on that particular question. But that particular question is not germane to that particular application.
Because
the event occurs in the previous year, fiscal year. So I think, they're not going to be happy, but especially the car club's not going to be happy. But that's.
No, I think that's true. Absolutely.
But I think. I think Rita's interpretation of that in starting fiscal year is absolutely on spot.
Yep.
So we will bring that
ask for clarification from the city council, and they can take it to the attorney if they so choose, because it requires them to spend money to do so.
I second the motion.
There was a motion. We have a second. The meeting is adjourned.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
And we'll be at Thanksgiving.
Thank you very much.